With SRN News, I'm John Scott. It could be another record for holiday travel in the U.S.
Get ready for some of the most crowded times on the roads and at airports. AAA spokesperson Aixa Diaz says the number of people traveling for the holidays is expected to top the previous holiday season high that was set in 2019.
What we are expecting is an overall total record of 119 million travelers, and specifically the airline passengers, air travel. That's also a new record of 7.85 million.
Diaz says people are experiencing a sort of post-pandemic psychological shift, valuing visiting family and friends a lot more than they did before. Donna Warder, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson proposing a new plan. It would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster relief for a few months, but throws President-elect Donald Trump's demands for a debt limit increase into the new year. GOP Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says often people who back a government shutdown hope to gain leverage in negotiations either to avoid a shutdown or to reopen the government.
What I have found in past instances when that's been tried, you shut the government down, you open the government up, and that member or members have not accomplished the goal that they want to accomplish.
The deadline is midnight tonight. Political observer Ben Domenech describes as outstanding new revelations President Biden was largely out of pocket during some of the administration's biggest foreign policy decisions over the past 4 years.
In the aftermath and in the surrounding time, a period of the Afghanistan pullout, in fact, the Democratic chair of the House Armed Services Committee could not get him on the phone.
Domenech interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Stock sharply higher, the Dow up 733 points now. This is SRN News. A Texas town wins a Christmas prize. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty has given Sweetwater its annual Tiny Tim Award for fighting to keep a nativity scene on display outside the local courthouse. A local atheist demanded that the creche be removed, but residents flooded a Nolan County Commissioner's meeting to defend the display, arguing it involved no taxpayer funding and did not preclude other private citizens from making their own presentations in the same location. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will consider South Carolina's move to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood, the latest abortion-related case the justices will consider since overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. The court taking up an appeal from the state, agreeing to consider the legal question of whether Medicaid patients can sue over their right to choose their own qualified provider. This is SRN News. In consumer news, Tesla recalling almost 700,000 vehicles because of an issue with the warning light on the tire pressure monitoring system.
The automaker said the recall includes certain 2024 Cybertruck, 2017 to 2025 Model 3, and 2020 to 2025 Model Y vehicles. The issue is that the tire pressure monitoring system warning light on the vehicles may not remain illuminated between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure. Driving with improperly inflated tires can increase the risk of a crash.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says a food company has chosen the Bluegrass State for a facility that will employ more than 900 people. An Australia founded ready meals business called Kitchen Food Company will locate a prepared food facility in Hopkinsville. More details at SRNnews.com.